Well, I can feel it already coming on. The burnout on this whole horrifying disaster in Port-au-Prince. Right now, everybody is focused on it. All the media are there. Everybody is sending in aid. The rescue teams from all over the world are flying in. And right now, it's the clog factor that is holding up both rescue and aid. The rescue portion, hey, there's nothing you can do. There is nothing you can say that even remotely can reflect the amount of misery, pain, and suffering that is going on down there. In about 3 to 5 days, that part of things will hopefully have been handled. Those who are going to will have died, some of them still trapped in the buildings that collapsed. And the rest will have at least some degree of triage medical attention with the numbers of doctors, large bodies of doctors that are flying in. So that end of it, the tragedy end of it, is in sight somewhere before this time next week. But then we have to start dealing with, what are we doing here? Are we attempting to return Haiti to its normal affairs of absolute impoverished misery without an infrastructure, without a government that has any functional form, without any ability to feed its people? Is that what we are going to bring them back to? Restore them to their prior life? Not likely. Now, interestingly enough, Haiti was already not only a basket case, but one that, although above the radar, was not attracting a great deal of international attention. Bill Clinton was largely in charge of an international effort to focus attention on the Haiti problems and to begin to deal with it on a non-government organizational basis. These are people who would go to some manufacturer in China or Japan and say, listen, we've got all these people up in the hills in Haiti have got no water. They really need some submersible pumps. And if you'll donate the submersible pumps for these people, we will, in return, do the drilling to get the wells down. That kind of, you know, on-the-ground boots aid programs. Those are already there. Those systems have been set up, and by and large, the only thing they lacked was enough money to do the job. The same thing goes for the environmental movement and the reforestation efforts and to try and stop people from burning the forest to get charcoal to cook on if they had any food to cook. All of these interlocked problems are already there and being addressed, some by NGOs, some by missions. Mission, very popular. Haiti's very, very big in the missionary game with American Christians. The process, then, could be that for once we have in place something of a structure on which to begin to build a renovation of the entire country. On our end of the operation, the president has been saddled with a leftover from the Bush administration called the Faith-Based Organization Office or something of that nature. It's based on the idea that Bush had that you could put the handling of poverty and other programs in the hands of churches and they would do a better job than whatever the government was doing, which may or may not be true. But with all those churches, with all those missions in Haiti, this would be an ideal time to use them as the channel to fund various portions of the rebuilding of the country. You've already got programs and people in place. It would not be that hard to send somebody down there to get an evaluation of whether or not some of these missionary operations down there were strictly preaching and no teaching, or whether there were some that were trying to do real good, in which case, get them the funding. Same thing across the board for the NGOs. They've recruited George W. Bush to work with Clinton as the lead on this whole program. It's just remotely possible, in spite of the death toll, that at the end of this process, which will probably be sometime in the 2020s, Haiti will have made a comeback, which would be a nice outcome for a change. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
I know a woman lives down the road. Her husband passed away 2 years ago. She has lonely nights when teardrops fall. Pick up your telephone, give her a call. What have you done to lift somebody up?
You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.